Welcome to day three of our 40 days of power. I'm sure by this time you're getting into your stride, your prayers becoming more purposeful, your body is adjusting, and you're beginning to experience renewal in your life. The scriptures teach us that we are not of this world. And on this third day of our 40 days of power, that is what we want to focus on. John chapter 17 verses 15 and 16. I do not pray that you should take them out of the world, but that you should keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. We belong to God. That's the important thought. We belong to God. We live for the Lord and we live by His word. Christians are citizens of two kingdoms, the kingdom of this world and the kingdom of God. And Jesus understands that because whilst he was here on earth, he was also living in two kingdoms. He was living in this world and he was also living in the heavenly kingdom. And he had to manage life in these two contrasting worlds, one that has all kinds of trouble in it, one that has all peace in it. One that is spiritual and one that is physical. And that's the world that we live in. And God's immediate desire, and Jesus said it, is not to take us out of the physical world. He says, this is your world. I'm not going to take you out of this world. But you have to remember, although you are in it, you are not of it. And one of the important things that we have to learn in our journey with God is that we are not of this world. We participate, we see what is going on, but our desires must not be of this world. Our lifestyle must not reflect that of this world. Our desires and our lifestyle must reflect that of the kingdom of God, that which is spiritual, that is which is holy, that which is righteous. So although God does not take us out of this world, He's able to keep us from the evil in this world. And so I pray that during this time, God will keep us from the evil of this world. The evil of this world is first of all, Satan and his cohorts. During this time of prayer and fasting, we can trust the Lord to keep us from every evil, from every demonic attack and harassment, and from every evil power. Secondly, the evil of this world is sin. And during this time of prayer, we trust the Lord to keep us from sin. And thirdly, the things of this world, the evil of this world is suffering. And during this time of prayer and fasting, we trust God to keep us from all harm and all evil. So although we are in this world, Jesus is able to keep us from the evil of this world. He keeps us from Satan, from sin, and from suffering. There will be suffering in this world, but God will keep us from it. There will be sin in this world, but God will keep us from it. And Satan is in this world, but God will keep us from him. Jesus said, "This is what I pray for you. You are in this world, but I pray that you'll be kept from the evil of this world." So on this third day, we want to focus our mind on God delivering us from the evil of this world and we not becoming part of this world. So why don't you join me in prayer as we pray together? Say with me, Heavenly Father, I belong to you. I trust you to keep me from the evil one, from all his works, from all his activities, from all his attacks, in Jesus' name, amen. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord protect you. You are in this world, but you belong to God. I am Pastor Mensah Otabo. Shalom, peace, and life to you.